What do you think eternity is going to be like?
Eternity, it says that at his right hand are pleasures forever, and at his right hand is fullness of joy. Every delight that we have ever had has an origin in the person of God. A good meal ultimately is from God. The joy of your mate, the intimacy of sex, the first kiss, Thanksgiving, the joy of, I think eternity will be like Christmas. It will be light and beauty, the beauty of art, the beauty of music, the beauty of fellowship and of the love of men and women, art, nature. Every delight we have ever enjoyed will take us back to the mouth of the river, and we will find it. It says in Revelation 22, 1 through 5, the last paragraph in the chronology of the Bible, it says, they shall see his face, the face of God. And I think it will be like when biting into the tree of life in heaven. I think when you bite into it, you will have a sudden rush of the crystallizing in your soul of the delight of every emotion you have ever had, that it will be distinguishable. When I hit a home run when I was 10, my first, when I graduated seminary, when I saw my baby for the first time, when I would wake up on a Saturday morning and not have to go to school and have chocolate milk and powdered donuts, when I would watch Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam cartoons and laugh out loud, when I would go out in the back of my house into the alley as a little boy. Somehow when I was a little boy, there were bees and wasps everywhere. You would go into an alley and hear it. And you'd take a jar and you'd catch them. And you'd have, and look at them, wasps, bumblebees, honeybees, black wasps, red wasps, yellow jackets. And you would catch them. Fireflies, do you remember fireflies?
Of course.
Horny toads, do you remember horned toads? You don't see them anymore. Quail.
Don't see many of them
anymore. I think all of the delights of being a little boy, being a little boy, I think I will bite into the tree of life and I will have a rush and a crystal clarity and divisiveness in those emotions to recognize those, because they all came from God. All of them found their origin in God. And I think that when I look upon God, you know, every once in a while, I'll come upon a scrapbook from when I was a little boy that some relative will have pictures. And I look at them and it takes me back. And it's a delight. Sometimes, have you ever gotten your high school annual?
Sure. I had it.
And look back and just been lost in it. Because that was 50 years ago for me.
Sure.
And say, or look at some of the pictures I have. I have a book around here in grade school of my buddies. And I go back and look at grades. Going through an attic when my mother had to sell her house. We went through and took everything we needed. And we went up in the attic and found boxes and boxes.
Like a treasure.
Of treasure that my mother had stored away. And we'd rub the mildew and the whatever off of it. And just sit up in that attic. And it was heaven. It was heaven. One time I found, I can't remember where I found it, I found a 8 millimeter reel that my father had taken. He was an 8 millimeter Browning. And I found it. And I got a guy that could develop it. And he developed it.
Wow.
And then it had never been developed. And I found an old 8 millimeter projector that wasn't easy to find.
Oh my goodness.
And we went into a bathroom with a, and turned everything off and showed it. And it was heaven.
I bet that was
awesome. I was 14 years old. And I saw a family gathering with my grandfather and all my loved ones.
Wow.
I saw my brother and his future wife wearing the same plaid shirt. They were like, you know, a pair. And I saw myself in the backyard swinging a bat. Mm. And I remember that bat.
Yeah.
I remember the bat. And I saw my dog named Johnny. My dog, I saw him. And I remember the sweater that I had on and saw my mother as a 40-year-old.
Mm.
And it was heaven. And it lasted for about 6 minutes.
Wow.
Because I went back to the source. And I really think that heaven is going to be going back to the source. I think we're going to be able to watch the Bible. Hmm. I think we'll be able to transcend time. John, in the book of Revelation, didn't write merely a prophecy. He did time travel. Mm-hmm. And he saw things, and he wrote what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved into history. It was out of body, out of time.
Mm.
Ezekiel moved out of body and went to the temple in Jerusalem to write. And I would like to think, you never see guys going back. You see guys going forward.
Right.
But I think it would be so cool to be able. Basically, one guy has said that anything that you think will be wonderful will be possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. If it's possible, it probably will be.
Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't, it will transcend that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to be able to go back and see the creation, to see the angelic fall of Satan, to see Eden. I think we're going to have an intimacy with the Church of the Firstborn enrolled in heaven. That's talking about your loved ones.
Hmm.
Who do you have in heaven that you're waiting to see?
Oh, my grandparents.
Your grandparents.
My dad.
You're going to see them like Peter saw Elijah and Moses.
Hmm.
You're going to see them. Martin Luther.
Hmm.
Melanchthon. Count Ludwig von Zinzendorf. Billy Graham. Dwight Moody. The firstborn enrolled in heaven. And then it says, the spirits of just men made complete. It's talking about Old Testament saints.
Hmm.
Righteous men made complete through Christ. Eve. What will our first mother look like?
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah. Nebuchadnezzar that got saved. And so, the only guy in heaven that could, one thing he couldn't see was that Lazarus couldn't see Hades.
Hmm.
Abraham could converse with him,
mm-hmm.
but he couldn't see it. Hades could see him,
mm-hmm.
but he couldn't see Hades. I don't think we'll see anything like that. And to be in the new heavens and new earth,
mm-hmm.
a reborn universe of which we were the first. Each man in Christ is a new creation, all things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Revelation, behold, mm-hmm. there are new heavens and new earth. What will a reborn Milky Way look like?
Mm.
Because now you can only see it in the mind of God. No one's ever seen it. And he will take like a bridegroom that brings his bride across the threshold to see the Father's house. He'll say, look, here's what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
You thought heaven was great. This is new heavens and new earth with the ultimate cosmic reunion.
Mm-hmm.
of the upper and the lower story, all together. Now, whoa, and the Bible ends right there. And they shall reign forever, boop, and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like there's a little asterisk that says, to be continued.
Mm-hmm.
It's to be continued.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will discover, we will live our own Bible.
Mm.
The Bible talks about all the past, all the present, and all the future. Into eternity is yet to be discovered. And we will live out our own Bible.
Each person has a eulogy being written. One day when people have heard that you are gone, what do you think they're going to say about you?
I hope that they will say, he held to the truth when it was not popular. And he would not bend. And he would not flinch. And he would not stand silent. And he imparted it to like-minded men. That's what I hope will say about what he held to and what he imparted. I hope they can say that.
Amen.